To the naked eye, the colors of the stars are not very evident, but there are exceptions, in particular for one planet. One of the five planets visible to the naked eye is nicknamed the Red Planet, given its unmistakable color. It is Mars, named for the Roman god of war. Its reddish appearance may be due to the presence of iron oxides in the Martian soil. But the color alone is not enough to identify the planet with absolute certainty. Another characteristic, common to all the planets, is linked to the stability of their light. They flicker far less than the stars. Their movement also helps us to recognize them. The term planet comes from the ancient Greeks and means wandering star. The ancients had recognized them precisely for this movement with respect to the fixed stars. The motion of the planets among the stars follows the path of the sun and moon through the zodiacal constellations. Every month, Mars, like all the planets, is approached by the moon, and when this happens, it will be even easier to locate. We will see a clear red dot pairing with our satellite. Even more spectacular is the possible approach of three different celestial bodies. They could be the moon, another planet, or a bright star, and the unmistakable reddish light of Mars. When the planet is near the sun, it will not be visible. It happens to all the planets that they are not observable if they are close to the sunlight, or even in conjunction, that is, in the same direction as the sun. If, however, they are on the opposite side of the sun, they are visible all night, and therefore we say they are in opposition. In the periods favorable for its observation, when it appears high in the sky and at its maximum splendor, Mars can be identified by the naked eye, even in light-polluted city skies.